Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's episode is titled, Having a Strong Ego Can Work For or Against You. And why we are talking about that is the simple reason that you have some people that are so into themselves that they become obnoxious to the point that they're someone that you truly do not want to work with. So, it is important to share your vision and goals with positive people who will support you. However, when it comes to what you are working on, sometimes it is better to show the world rather than telling the world. And you see in life, lots of people know what to do, but few people actually do what they know. Knowing is not enough. You must take action. And that is something that was said by Anthony Robbins. As I watch the daily news, I can constantly remind of the oversized ego can be a biggest obstacle to long-term success. Of course, everyone has an ego, so it's pointless to delude yourself into believing you're an exception. It's far better to acknowledge the existence of your ego and try to keep it under control. A hungry ego like a dinosaur lying on your front lawn, if you don't continually feed it, it might just decide to go up and step on your house. At its extreme, a bloated ego can even result in ego nutsy, a form of bankruptcy caused by the investment of too much time and capital on one's vanity. It's also wise to avoid becoming involved with others who appear to be afflicted with the insidious disease. Feeling the ego is habit-forming and can lead the addict to commit dishonest acts in his deception to feed his habit. And when he goes down for the count, he's liable to take you with him. Following are some telltale signs of an individual suffering from egorepsy, trying to impress others with how well he's doing. The more someone volunteers to tell you about his accomplishments, the less likely it is that he's accomplished much of anything. Constantly mouthing off about the deals he's working on, lavishly refurbishing his offices, taking incessantly about what he owns, talking incessantly about who he knows. And when people do that, it's more to impress someone about how popular they are, because usually if someone's really and truly popular or they do things out of the goodness of their heart, they're not looking for all this recognition. And a good example of that can easily be Oprah Winfrey. For one reason, here's someone that every time she's done something, she's always brought it on her show or talked about it. In a lot of ways, you know, what she did in South Africa, building the school for the girls. Now, that's something she could have gone into this country and done in any city, in any black neighborhood to help girls in the black community succeed. But her whole idea of going to South Africa is the publicity it would give her. And in essence, when you think about it, she had a lot of negative publicity just because of it, simply because of some of the teachers that she had there. Even though she looked into their background, that because it's a small third world country, they didn't have the ability to have done the research on them that they've done in the United States, so that there was some corruption that actually went on within her school when it, in the early years. So when most of all of the above signs are evident, the egorepsy clearly is in its advanced stages, and the patient's condition has probably deteriorated beyond hope. Best you shield your face when passing him to avoid becoming infected. How can you tell if you are developing early onset egorepsy? The most common symptom is perpetual movement of the mouth and tongue, especially when triggered by the desire to tell others about your plans. Some years ago, I developed what I believe to be the perfect antidote to this constant ego funding babbling. I refer to it simply as the zip the lip theory, which states, if you've got something good going, shut up. Put more gently, learn to be both quiet and patient. The safest way to operate is behind the scenes with a low profile. There is seldom anything to be gained by giving the world advanced notice of your objectives. How many times have you jumped the gun and talked about your plans only to be embarrassed when they fell through? If you manage to achieve your desired end, people will know about it soon enough. You may even gain a reputation for being humble as a result of not shooting off your belt and what you're working on. Always remember, people love humility and hate arrogance. The next time you're tempted to make a premature announcement to the world, remember the old man Murphy of Murphy's Law Fame is out there somewhere lying in wait to trip you up. It's simply not worth the risk to having a bunch of neurotics, jealousy, gnashing their teeth and doing everything possible. See to it that you end up doing, on your own words, some fine evening. The best way to let others know what you're going to do is to actually do it. The more confident you are about what you intend to accomplish, the less reason you'll have to risk putting your foot in your mouth. Your ego will be more than sufficiently managed and padded after you have succeeded. The more you succeed, the more reason you'll have to feel secure, which should result in your having less of the urge to talk about your plans and more of the desire to produce results. Getting your ego out of the way gives you a clear mind to focus on success. Granted, it can be difficult to suppress the instant gratification urge to a highly thought of, but there's a big difference between difficult and impossible. No one can force you to do the wrong thing. Remember, the choice is always yours. A lot of things are difficult but not impossible. You always have a choice. As retired Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade, played by Al Pacino, put it in the film classic, Sense of a Woman, I always knew what the right path was, without exception. I knew, but I never took it. You know why? It was so damn hard. Translation, you always have a choice. What is your choice when it comes to instant ego gratification versus long-term success? And it's important to understand why we're talking about this at this time, because what happens is when people lack self-confidence because someone has told them that they can't do something and they buy into it, then they always seem to have a sense of failure. But it is important for them to build up their own ego by what they will do is put someone else down, say something negative about someone or whatever else needs to be done, just to help themselves learn to believe in who they are. But if you truly love yourself, then it's not important for you to go out there and brag about the things that you want to do and look for a pat on the back. And, you know, usually if you watch the news, there's certain people, you know, that will ask for certain people's names who have achieved something or done something special, whether it be a volunteer or whatever else. And that's the kind of recognition that you want. something that someone else has recognized that you've done and achieved, rather than you going out and talking about all your accomplishments and all the things you've done, and then expect someone else to really pat you on the back just because you have shown them or tried to prove that you're better than someone else. So what we want to do is help you understand how to get to that point of having the self-confidence in yourself without having an overblown ego. Because that overblown ego, what happens is when you are talking about all your accomplishments to everyone out there, guess what happens? Then either they're going to become jealous of you and they're going to go around and say negative things about you, or they're going to really be turned off because no one wants to hear someone just talk about themselves incessantly. Have you ever been in a cocktail party and listened how people talk, whether they're talking about their business or themselves, and how people react to them? Think about that. What is the reaction you have when you're standing there talking to someone and all they do is talk about themselves, but they're truly not interested in you? Don't you want to get away from them and look for someone else? Because in a relationship, it's give and take. It's not where someone is just so, has such an overblown ego that what they do is they're so self-centered that they just have no idea what's truly going on in the world or what's truly going on around them. So how do you take that? How do you understand where the people are coming from? And how do you look at them and have a good relationship? Think about that. Are you someone that when you're in a relationship or you're in a meeting with someone, are you talking about what's the benefits of your product or in the service that you offer to give it value? Or are you so into talking about yourself that you believe that just because you have expounded all of your good points, that what's going to happen is people are going to buy into you? And what I want to do is also talk about even celebrities. How do we look at celebrities and the things that they've accomplished? I mean, you've got Brad Pitt. He's gone out and he's done things in New Orleans from the hurricane. He's built homes. But he's gone in talk shows and talked about it because he's been invited to do that. But other than that, you may see a news story here or there about it, but you're not totally seeing him just going out and talking about all of the things that he's done and all of, and he's, because he is a top money producer as far as what he's paid per movie, he's taken a lot of his money and put it back into the communities where he lives. So that he's someone that you can't truly say that he's gone out there and talked about himself and done these things without, but what he's done is he's been low-key about it, and yet he's done a lot that he's gotten a lot of praise for. And then on the other hand, you've got Tom Cruise. This is someone who every time he's out there talking, he's always talking about himself. So that, yes, he's got a following of people who really love his movies, really will get into it. But in reality, what has happened is that in so many ways, because he has pushed his views on everyone else, he's turned other people off to him. And that's just a contrast of two people and how they're viewed by the public based on the things that they do and how they do the things that they do. The idea is to make sure that you are somewhere in between, that you have learned to have a good ego, but at the same time not become become so overinflated with who you are that all you do is talk about yourself and think about the things that we do and the things that we have been successful at. And remember, the general public truly has an influence on how successful a celebrity can be based on their view of things. And I guess this is also another way, you know, that we've seen a lot of influx of reality shows, which have made the Kardashians a commodity. And they would not have been a commodity if it wasn't for the fact that their mother was the person that was able to push her agenda onto what was happening on television. Because all of this, a lot of the reality shows started because of the writer's strike back in the early 21st century. I guess within the last 10, 12 years. When they went on strike, it was right around the time of the new season starting. So what we started seeing happening was shows like Dancing with the Stars and American Idol, and then, you know, America's Got Talent. And then to fill up space, because she married Bruce Jenner, and her ex-husband, which was Robert Kardashian, happened to have represented O.J. Simpson in his trial and made the name famous, that the daughters started getting into trouble and getting their names in the news. So what she started doing was talking to the networks about creating a show around it. And yes, they're laughing and taking the money to the bank now, but at the same time, what kind of influence are they having on the public just by their antics and things that they've done? I mean, you know, a lot of people are turned off by it. You know, the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, you want a certain amount of publicity that is good publicity, but you really don't want this publicity that oversaturates the marketplace, because when you become oversaturated, then people become turned off to you. So what we need to do is look at how we can balance in our self-confidence, our ego, how we see ourselves. And when you think about it, Freud called it the id, the ego, and the superego. And the ego is our subconscious thoughts and that are out there. And what we need to do is to figure out what is a balance between the ego, the superego, now my thoughts are dropping. Okay, but what we're trying to show you is, yes, there does need to be a balance between everything and how they all work together. So remember, we have to have the self-confidence to believe in ourselves, but we also need to be humble enough to know that nothing happens without someone else's help along the way. And for instance, I knew someone that wanted to start an organization to help the Black community, and she, instead of looking to put together a board in her nonprofit that could bring her the things that she truly wanted, what happened was, she got a board of friends together, and none of them had the influence to be able to do the fundraising needed to truly make this a community organization. And then she would go to the community outreach services, and she would want to be putting on events. And when would she start advertising it? A week or 2 weeks before she would actually have the event. And then expect the kids or the people to come to it, and then when they didn't come, she would be disappointed. But, you know, whenever you plan an event, it takes time. You have to start planning it 6 months before you actually have it. And if you're going to bring speakers on, you want speakers who have influence in the community. And when you associate with other influential people, then what that does is that helps make you an influential person. So it's as much who you know and the things that can help you balance out and be successful in what it is that you truly want to do and figure out how to make it all work for you. The problem is that a lot of people, a lot of these people that just boast about themselves, they are really, truly insecure people, but what it does is it makes them feel powerful to treat other people negatively and put them down and then constantly push themselves as being someone of influence. So how are you going to balance that out so that you can be influential, have influential people that can mentor you and teach you how to be humble, at the same time getting your message out there that can truly help someone else out? Because the idea is, if you're a true authority on what it is that you do professionally, then guess what? Then other people will come to you. You, and that strong ego can help you get there, but you really don't want it to be working against you. So how can you take all of these things, look at them in a way that can really help you grow as an individual and become influential without becoming so obnoxious that you are turning people off to who you truly are? Because what we want to do is help you understand how you can have a truly successful business and build strong ties in the community without turning someone off to where they see you and they want to go in the opposite direction because they don't see you as someone that is truly out there wanting to help other people get ahead, but that you're only out there to build up your own ego. And at the same time, that, and now I know I'm going back to the celebrity thing, but there are certain people within the celebrity community that have a lot of influence, but you never truly hear about them. And yet there are others that all you do is hear about all the good things they're doing, all the money they spent, and do you think about it? Do you truly respect the ones that you hear about all the time, or do you truly respect the ones that have put their money or their ability to go out and do something without looking for all of that recognition or all the news cameras following them for everything they've done? Because if someone's truly a giver, they will do the things that will help someone, and they'll do it under the radar. And that's because they have the self-confidence in themselves to know that they really respect themselves, and they know what they've accomplished, but they're not looking for the recognition for what they've accomplished or what they've done. What you need to do, in essence, is to research. You can either go online and Google different names like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and see the things that they've done and where they put their money or what they've accomplished and look at how they've done it. And Bill Gates is a good example because he's taken the money that he's made from Microsoft and he's put it into a foundation where he's gone, where they've gone back and they've looked at things where they felt that, that their money could do the most benefits, and they've gone out and done that, but they've not publicized it. But what has happened is shows like 60 Minutes or 2020, these news people, because they've known what these people are doing, they've come to them and they've done the stories about them. So if you listen to them, if you listen to the things that they've done and the things that they've accomplished, then you can learn from them what it is that you can do that can help you grow as an individual and learn to have a good, healthy ego without turning people off and being able to give back to the community for the things that you've received without expecting to have things given to you. So where is the balance in your life? How have you utilized that and made it work for you so that you can put yourself into that position of understanding how to benefit from the things that you truly want in life and to make them happen for you? And now we're getting down to the last few minutes. So what I would like to do is remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number1personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both group coaching and individual coaching, because in essence, what we want to do is help you build and have a strategy on how you can be successful in what it is that you truly want to do and how you can grow to the point where you can learn to believe in yourself. Also, I want to let you know that next week's show is Make Me an Offer I Can't Refuse, Ask the Right Questions. Because if you want to truly be successful, you need to understand how to ask the right questions for yourself and put yourself into that position of knowing what it is that you truly are, and to get yourself into that position of having a good income. And let me just back up and say that what we're going to discuss in next week is, you know, what kind of marketing you're using online and offline to build your business. Because the networking we do both online and offline influence how successful you're going to be in your business. So let's see what we can do to help you build a successful business in today's marketplace and become successful at what it is that you truly want to do in your life and how to grow your business to where you want it to be in the next few years. And let's back it up and let's spend the last minute, the last few seconds talking about how you too can grow a successful business, not just online and offline, but by promoting yourself without being someone that all you want to talk about is who you are, what you have to give, and how you can help someone, but do it in a way that you're not expounding or talking about all of the greatness about you. And be humble about the things that you've given into the community. And, you know, we all want to learn to become givers. And why we want to be givers is because if you're a taker and a user, then guess what?